This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you. We don't bluff. We don't bluff.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chris Klem's Cavscast. I'm Chris, and I'm sorry about missing Monday's episode, but it's Thursday, and I'm back. And the Cavs have just played two games against the Memphis Grizzlies back-to-back, and neither game could be more similar. On Tuesday's game, the Cavs rested Kyrie Irving. Memphis rested its main man, Marc Gasol, and the Cavs just rolled. They didn't even play that good. Kevin Love put up big numbers. LeBron had some good numbers. It wasn't like it was a really competitive game. The Cavs won by a decent amount, and they played sloppy and terribly the whole night, except for...
It's time! DeAndre Liggins! Time!
DeAndre Liggins keeps giving him a spark in his defense. Not to go overboard, but his defensive abilities might actually come into some use in, say, the finals. I can totally see him right now trying his hardest to shut down one of the Splash Brothers. He can't shut him down, but he might be a better option than anything we have. And then Wednesday night, the Cavs had their game, and this caused a lot of controversy throughout the NBA because the Cavs were resting their big three. Oh, no. LeBron, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving all stayed in Cleveland. They did not make the trip to Memphis despite their individual loves of dry rub barbecue and blues music. This pissed off NBA fans everywhere because apparently the Cavs are not a team that is allowed to rest all three of its best players, despite the fact that in Kyrie's case, this gives him an entire week off in the middle of December because the Cavs don't play again until Saturday. Despite the fact that it's not your job to make sure your players play so every fan can see LeBron play. You know, if you really wanted to see LeBron, he's been in the NBA for a while. And secondly, I get somebody who's just in Memphis or made a trip to Memphis because they wanted to see the Cavs at their best. Whatever. I get that sucks. But all you Memphis fans should have been happy. I know when I was a kid, Shaq was one of my favorite players, and I would love to see Shaq play. But know what I would love even more? Watching the Cavs beat the Lakers. You know, when the Cavs rest their three best players, they're pretty much guaranteeing the hometown fans a chance to see a victory live in person. And what is more valuable than that? You like watching 6'10 white guys shoot threes? Sorry. You like watching 6'4 point guards dribble all over the place? Sorry. You like watching the best player in the NBA? Sorry. But you get to see your injury-ravaged team beat one of the best teams and the reigning NBA champion at home. There's no asterisk on the schedule. They didn't play. That's just the way it goes. You got to see them win at home. What is better than that? And all you fans at the FedEx Forum, you can't just live with that. You can't be happy. You're spoiled. You are spoiled. As good as Memphis has played this year, they don't have what it takes necessarily to make a lot of noise in the playoffs, considering their point differential is negative for the season, which doesn't look like that could add to much. They win a lot of close games and they lose a lot of blowouts. But they're a good team, but they're not going to the finals. They're not going to upset Golden State despite the fact that they beat them by 30 over Saturday. That's not happening. So this could be a great memory for the season, you know. Hey, the Grizzlies beat the Cavs. Wow, that was a great game, and I'm glad I was there to see it. Dad or son or daughter or mother or family member, uncle, whoever you're there with, best friend. That's a memory. That's a memory that you will have for the rest of your life. You got to be at a game where James Jones, at the age of 36, led his team in scoring. What more could you ask for? You got to see a game where Iman Shumpert made such a bad pass as backup point guard that led to such a horrible turnover that Memphis's floor moppers couldn't even get away from the play because they were so not prepared for it. They're under their dry mop in the basket. You know, oh, what? Amon Shumpert makes a horrible turnover, and then it led to a layup, and hey, we're still underneath the basket. It looked like, you know, that college football game where they run over the band, except this case, it was a guy making minimum wage who wipes up athlete's sweat underneath the basket between plays. The point is, Amon Shumpert is a terrible backup point guard, but he's playing pretty good otherwise this year, so I'll take it. The Cavs play again on Saturday against the Lakers. It's finally the fans in Cleveland get to give Luke Walton the homecoming he so richly deserved for that great season where he made basketball passable and he made a Byron Scott run offense enjoyable to watch with his front court passing ability for about the last 3 months of the season. And honestly, that really was a ray of hope. When you're watching guys like Samardo Samuels and Luke Herangode, and all of a sudden, hey, here comes Luke Walton, who is no longer a quality NBA starter, but is so fundamentally sound that he was actually making the Cavs passable to watch. That was fun. Thank you for that, Luke Walton. That's going to be it for today's episode. There's really nothing to dissect. The Cavs beat Memphis and then lost to Memphis when they sat their three best players. The only thing I'll add is that it will be a complete joke if Kevin Love does not make the All-Star team this year. It's been great to actually see him play like the guy he was in Minnesota, and his chemistry with LeBron is becoming better by the game. And it's awesome to see the Cavs have three guys scoring over 20 points a game and actually steamrolling people, unlike the Minnesota Timberwolves, who also have three guys scoring over 20 points a game, but are terrible. The point is, the Cavs are good. It's fun to watch. There's really nothing to be upset about. They could rest them for the rest of the season. Nobody in the East is beating them. And I'll put my money on it now. Ooh, I'm really going to go out on a limb here and say the Cavs are a lock for the finals, unless somebody gets hurt. So right now, it's just finding a way to enjoy each game while waiting for the finals to start. As long as the Cavs keep putting up ridiculous numbers, Kevin Love looks more comfortable by the day, Kyrie stays healthy, and LeBron keeps doing his thing, this is going to be a great season. And next week will be awesome because they go to Milwaukee. They play another back-to-back home and away with Milwaukee, just like Memphis this week. Then they play the Nets on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, the game we've all been waiting for, the Cavs versus Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green, suck it. I'll be back on Monday. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends. If you are in the Akron area, my good friend and former guest of the show, Chad Weaver, is having a show at the Rialto Theater in Kenmore, I believe, on Saturday night. He's graduating from college. He's putting on a show. It's $5, but you get free pizza. He's been getting rave reviews from all sorts of people online and local media, so check it out. It'll be a great show. I highly recommend it. He was the Miami real estate agent. Spoiler alert. You can go back to that last episode if you don't know what I'm talking about. It was when people said LeBron was going to come back to Miami in this offseason. Last year was really crazy when you think about it. The Cavs won the championship, so who cares? Also, I'd be remiss. I've been plugging all the shows on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Check that out at lousyweathermedia.com. But I'd also like to recommend a specific sub-podcast. I recommend the WaitingForNextYear.com podcast if you're a fan for Cleveland sports, but I highly recommend you catch the last few episodes of the Browns' Friday Fumble, which comes out every Friday, hosted by Dave Dillon and Jason/Yazin, and that's where the character Pal Allen originated from, because he's probably going to be coming back next week. Hint, hint, that'll be on this podcast, so look forward to that. And until then, I'm looking forward to the Showtime game on Saturday and the return of Luke Walton, and maybe I'll even go back to Milwaukee next week and watch some drug-addled hobos get into a fight in front of me at a Dunkin' Donuts. Milwaukee, what a town. I will look forward to seeing Giannis Antetokounmpo against LeBron James again, because that is a matchup to watch. All right, everybody. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Tell your friends about the show. We're at CavsCast.com. And have a good night, everybody! Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.